flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. As we bring to a close another episode of Donnie Football Fridays. Donnie, you just mentioned that you and your girlfriend Sarah have an unbelievable plan for tonight. This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're gonna go to dinner. I'm producing for the guys after this, so I'm not gonna be done until 6. Probably somewhere in the waterfront. Because that's only 10-ish minutes away from where our house is. And if it's like a Friday night, like little date night, what we like to do sometimes is there's that AMC movie theater right there
right.
on the waterfront.
Right.
And even if there's not a movie we want to see, we will go in, get that movie theater popcorn, which there's just something about it. It's always different. You know, load the baby up with butter. And then just make the short drive back home and put on a movie or a show. That
what
we've
a move
watching.
That is, Limits. I've never heard of this. Have you?
No, but I think this is not the first time I've heard Donnie mention it.
Yeah, I've brought this plan up before. But
Donnie, this is like next level. This guy's playing chess. The rest of us are playing checkers. You stop by the movie theater. Is it reheatable, Donnie? The popcorn? Can you put it in the microwave briefly?
Probably not, because
no?
It's like in that bag.
So it's still fresh, hot, still good?
Yeah, no, it's still good. I mean, it's not like we live far enough away to where it would be bad. It's a nice quick drive.
That is amazing, actually. Who thought of it, you or Sarah?
So one of my best friends from college, he started to do it, and I suggested that to her at one point because I know just like Friday night we were out there, and I was like, let's just get some movie theater popcorn and then go back and watch a movie.
What an unbelievable move, truly. I may pull the same thing tonight, actually. We're going to watch Rocky tonight, the original, because we saw that clip over here. We were watching it earlier. I want to see that movie in its entirety. I really do. I think it's good for the soul to watch that once every 2-3 years. You?
I watch it way more often than that, I would think. I mean, maybe not so much now, but I normally run through the marathon anytime it's on.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. I told you Brooke Pryor from ESPN on the Sheck Show podcast, I think Dave Damashek, right?
Mm-hmm.
Said toward the end of the season practices at Acroshore before the playoff game, I remember watching Russ and thinking, this is not good. He didn't look good. He was making mistakes. He was throwing picks. She said, I felt like Russ kind of went over a cliff at some point in the season in that five-game losing streak. And no matter how much positivity he's preaching, the actions didn't back up the words. It just snowballed. Donnie, you're still buying the Ray Fittipaldo line that the Steelers themselves haven't chosen between Fields and Wilson? I disagree. I think they've chosen Fields, but it's a matter of working it out. I think they're using Wilson as a way to gain contract leverage with Fields. But what do you make of that little report?
Well, I mean, the way he played, it looked like that. And we hear how many times the old adage, practice like you play. And if he was sucking in practice, it would make sense because he sucked in a lot of those games in the last month or so.
You think Minka got one or two of those picks? Is that where he was saving them all for practice off Russ?
Sounds like everybody got one in there.
We have to go, Donnie.
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry to cut you off early. I hope you have fun tonight. I'll see you next week on another Donnie. This is going to be a Super Bowl. Donnie Football Friday on the week of a Super Bowl. It's going to be in Crinkulent.
And a quiz show for all the marbles.
Limits, you're one of the most wonderful men who has ever lived. Another good show from you.
I echo those sentiments for you, too, and I hope you have a great weekend.
See you guys.
See ya.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.